My name is Jaleesa.
My name is Martha.
And the book that we chose to read this month is called Pet Shop Detectives by Judy.
Cat Chuck.
And this book is about this girl named Blythe. She takes care of pets and she makes outfits for them, and her manager or her boss, Miss Twombly, she had to give Blythe some good news. And the good news was that the Shop Till You Drop network called her and wanted Blythe's designs to go on the show. And so they didn't really know what to do for it, but then they decided to do a trunk show, and the trunk show is where a designer puts together an extra special collection that they want them to show, and they put it in a trunk. And then
she wanted the trunk to look nice, so she hired Andy
Splatwa.
Yeah, to paint the trunk for her, so that it would look nice when she showed her clothes off at the fashion show.
And then Mrs. Twombly called his manager and told them about it, and he said yes, and he never really made it. And
one of the pets painted it
yes,
for her.
Her name Minka. Minka the monkey is she's like an artist, so she painted it instead. These two twins, their names are Whitney and Brittany Biscuit. They are kind of her enemies, and they also make pet clothes, but they don't have a pet shop like Blythe. And so they were trying to make a deal with Blythe so that they could get their clothes to be on TV, but Blythe didn't really agree.
So they went into the pet shop at nighttime to try to take her
clothes out.
And they were trying to steal them.
They were gonna trade them. And so whenever it was time for the show, they woke up early and they went over there to the show. And they were still, the night before that, they were still waiting for him to come. And some of the pet's owners had already picked them up, so there was only two pets left with her. And so it was almost 7 o'clock, and that's whenever all of them go to pick them up. And when they are already at the show, they realize that there's more paint added to the box, inside of it.
And she realizes that her clothes is not in there. It's the twins' clothes that's in the trunk, and her clothes is missing.
But, so they are thinking, how could they have gotten in there whenever they locked all the doors? And first they thought that they could go through the doggy door, but then they checked the security cameras, and
the twins did go through there, and where they were trying to take the clothes, but it wasn't actually them who took it. It ended up being
Andy
Splatwa.
He ended up going late because, a little bit later, whenever you read it, that's what you find out. he had like a meeting with like other people, so he didn't get to go, but he said that he would never be late for something like that. He would still go even if it was late. So he did go.
And he tried to paint the box, but realized it had already been painted, but accidentally got more paint, and it got on the clothes. So he took the clothes that belonged to Blythe that was going to be for the fashion show, and switched it out with the clothes that the twins designed.
And then they saw another guy. I believe his name is Vinny, and he had a chihuahua, and he had like the Blythe's clothes, and so Blythe was wondering, how does he have my clothes if my clothes is in the pet shop? But then Anna Wintergreen is like kind of the owner of a big puppy dog clothes called Creature Couture, I think. And so she was in there, and then one of Blythe's pets, her name was Zoe. It was too itchy, and so there was a store that tried to make some of Blythe's clothes, and they got caught, so they didn't get to sell it anymore.
But she ended up, at the end, doing her fashion clothes with the new design of that Andy had actually accidentally created when he splatted paint all over them.
And she liked that design, so that's what she used, and yeah.
And had her fashion show.
My favorite part of it is whenever they find out that the company used their, like, fake designs of their clothes.
My favorite part was when they showed Blythe's clothes with Andy's new design on there. It looked nice with the paint that it had on there.
I would recommend this book because especially to people that like solving mysteries.
You have to be like a detective
while you're reading the book. Actually, it feels like you're there.
Yeah, so yes, we would recommend it.